Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Page, the Asia diplomatic editor for The Economist magazine, helping me understand the new plans for China to connect to Kyrgyzstan through that mountainous region and change from one gauge to another to connect to the already existing rail lines that flow across Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and to Iran, and from Iran, their plans in all directions. I've witnessed the planning in Baku to cross Kazakhstan and bring train cars down by ferry and then connect to railroads that go north and south from Moscow to the Indo-Pacific. But right now, we're turning to something that seems unimaginable given the present conditions in Afghanistan, but it's called a Trans-Afghanistan Railroad. Who is ready to invest in this? Given all the political troubles, I understand nobody can solve the Taliban immediately. But is there money already to build this railroad? Because it strikes me that it would aid Pakistan, which is already an ally of China, and it would solve a great deal of the troubles of Afghanistan to have a source of prosperity anywhere. So who's ready to put the money in, Jeremy?
Well, that is the multi-billion dollar question, both for the line across Afghanistan and the earlier one we were talking about, Trans-Kyrgyzstan link. I think the one across Afghanistan is particularly challenging because the United States and many other Western governments still don't engage with the government there. And that makes it harder for some of the international lending agencies in which the U.S. has a very powerful voice to back a project like this. But that said, the Uzbek government in particular, which is, as I was saying earlier, is kind of a darling of the Western world at the moment, at least in this region. They have been backing this Trans-Afghan link very enthusiastically, and they've been trying to make the case that this will help to stabilize the region, it will help to create economic opportunities that are needed in Afghanistan and Pakistan in order to stop people from embracing Islamic extremism. And so there's a possibility that the Uzbek government itself could put some of the money into it. They haven't provided a whole lot of detail about how it's going to be financed. They're estimating that it will cost about $4.8 billion. And they say they've written to the World Bank and other international lenders to try and get some support. But we haven't got any clear answers on the financing front at the moment.
Yes, given the troubles in Afghanistan and now the flooding, which I'm told could be yearly in Pakistan, this is all a crisis area. However, Jeremy, your piece big, dreams big, so I'm not going to be held back. Let's talk about what could go wrong and why. Skeptics, you have a paragraph for the skeptics. What do they say about Kyrgyzstan and building a railroad there?
So for Kyrgyzstan, yes, the skeptics would say, look, there have been so many false starts on this project. People have been talking about it forever. And indeed, China's been making vaguely positive noises about it for a very long time. Kyrgyzstan has been quite politically unstable over the last few years. There have been a lot of changes of government, often brought about amid political unrest. Kyrgyzstan has quite a lot of debt, particularly in the form of loans from China. So there's a limit to how much more it could take on in debt. The authorities there say they can finance this railway through direct investment or public-private partnership, but not everyone is convinced of that. And then there's also the question of the degree to which Vladimir Putin has actually given this approval. Even if he did say that to the president of Kyrgyzstan, is his word reliable? Could he backtrack on that? There are all sorts of ways that he could throw a spanner in the works. And then when you get to the Trans-Afghan line, you know, the challenges are even more extreme. You also have some very difficult terrain. It's a longer line. It would be about 573 kilometers. We go via Kabul to down to Peshawar from Mazar-e-Sharif, which is near the Uzbek border, near the Uzbek border in northern Afghanistan. So you've got to traverse some fairly difficult terrain within Afghanistan, including through some areas where the Islamic State, ISIS-K, the sort of Central Asian branch of the Islamic State, operates and has carried out a lot of bomb attacks recently. And, you know, the Taliban, even if you did want to engage with it, is not entirely in control of the whole country. And then if you get as far as Pakistan, the Pakistan railway network is also not in a particularly good state. And Pakistan has its own problems with political instability. And as you mentioned, they've also suffered these terrible floods recently. So even if the political situation were to stabilize, you've got a lot of challenges in Pakistan.
What I learned from you, Jeremy, though, and everything you say, I've read about all of these troubles, these hesitations, all these really good reasons not to do anything. Including, we'll mention the slimming down of the Belt and Road ambitions of these last years, meaning maybe not so much money to lend anymore. And Moscow not ready to let go of former Soviet client states, especially these conditions. But do people in all these capitals dream about these things together? Is there interest that is expressed outside of, say, the leadership looking what's in it for us? Are there people ready to say this is the way to prosperity, to connect us all together?
Certainly, there have been many people who for many years have talked about the importance of improving connectivity within Central Asia. There just aren't enough transport and trade links between the countries of Central Asia and between Central Asia and China, and between Central Asia and South Asia. And it just makes sense to establish those links. If you can, get the politics right and the geopolitics, and that's what's stood in the way for well over 100 years now. You know, going back to when the Russians were building their railways across Central Asia in the imperial era, and they originally wanted to try and link it up with the British railway network in British India, and the Brits weren't very keen on that because they're worried about Russia potentially invading British India or launching an attack through Afghanistan. So that's one of the many reasons that gap in the railway network and region is left in Afghanistan. So yes, there are lots of skeptics, but there are also plenty of people in the development world and in government who feel that ultimately this has to be the goal. This is probably one of the better solutions to the political instability that has plagued this region for so long.
Jeremy Page is the Asia diplomatic editor for The Economist magazine, dreaming the big dreams for the 21st century to bring Central Asia into the community of nations and make money at it. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.